जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि वा श्री श्री भ्रमार गीत की जय। श्रीमती राधा ठाकुरानी की जय। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम। जय श्री राधे। আমরা নিত্য
ভিয়ার ডেইলি হিয়ারিং
আজ এক মাস
যাবত টুডে ইটস অলমোস্ট 1 মান্থ অ্যাজ উই আর হিয়ারিং
শ্রীমদ ভাগবতের
ফ্রম শ্রীমদ ভাগবতমস মোস্ট গ্লোরিয়াস চ্যাপ্টার
শ্রীমতী
দ্য টপিকস অফ শ্রী রাধা ঠাকুরানী that are endlessly divine katha of her mahabhav, of her rud bhav, all these exalted bhavas. Our acharyas and all commentators of shastra, of scriptures, they are saying that as many shastras as they are amongst them, this Brahmar Gita, it is the highest. There is nothing above that. They explain that clearly. This divine Mahabhav of Srimati Radharani we are hearing about, it is not seen anywhere else. It's not heard about it anywhere else. No shastras, no scriptures are describing it. It's not found in any scripture. By the mercy of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are in this Kali Yuga, getting opportunity to hear about these topics a little bit, to do kirtan, glorify them, hear about them, remember them. Radha and Krishna, they are one. There is no difference. Brahma Vaivarta Purana is saying half of the transcendental body of Srihari is Sri Radha and half of Sri Radhika's transcendental body is Sri Hari, Sri Krishna. So there is no difference between them. Srimati Radha Thakurani is saying Radha and Krishna are not different. Sri Radharani is saying, my male form is Sri Krishna. Sri Radharani is saying herself. And Sri Krishna is saying the same thing. So two of them are one. There is no even a drop. The seed of a sesame, not even a slight difference between them. Sri Radharani is saying, my male form is Sri Krishna. And it is told that between Sri Radharani and Sri Krishna there is no difference. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad says it also. Shri Radharani is internal energy, complete energy of Krishna, and Shri Krishna is the source of all energies. There is no difference amongst them. Even a drop of difference doesn't exist. So what is the need to worship Radharani then? Radha is Krishna, Krishna is Radha. But there is difference in their forms. What is the difference? Shri Radharani became half of Krishna's body. So that's the Devi Swarup, form of Devi. And all the other forms come from her then, all the other Devi forms. So this is why then Shri Radharani is worshipped separately as well. It is required to worship Shri Radharani. That's seen. So this mood, transcendental exalted moods, bhavas of the Vraja gopis, beauties of Vraj, that kind of exalted mood is not seen in anywhere else in whole creation. So if we understand these topics, if we do that kind of worship, that will be most auspicious for us. So these are the reasons that Shri Radharani is being worshipped. And it's done in complete anugatya, or it means following, following in the footsteps. Without following in the footsteps, no one has ever gained Krishna, is not gaining, nor will ever gain, without anugatya, without following in the footsteps. If disciple wouldn't follow guru, then no auspiciousness will come for such a disciple. Looking through all the conclusions of the Shastra, it is seen that those who are independent, who are doing whatever they want, who don't follow in the footsteps, they are the most fallen. Following in the footsteps of Shri Guru and doing sadhana in such a way is the topmost. Shastra is saying there is no higher dharma than serving Shri Guru, following in the footsteps of Shri Guru. Those who got it, they are getting and will get that kind of mood, following the footsteps that will follow. They will gain the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda. Otherwise, it's impossible. The Lord is saying, greater than my seva, my service, is seva, service of my devotees. He himself has put his devotees in front of himself. Shri Krishna is saying, those who say that they are my bhaktas, in actuality they are not my bhaktas. Who are my bhaktas, my real bhaktas? Those who are bhaktas of my bhakta, they are my real bhaktas, my real devotees. So here Shastra is saying, if someone doesn't learn to follow in the footsteps and do sadhana in such a way, they will not gain the Lord. What to say, leave aside following in the footsteps. Nowadays, everyone is their own guru. Without learning from Shri Guru, following in his footsteps, nothing is to be gained. Those who don't serve Guru, who don't serve sadhus, whom they can learn from? They won't be successful in their work. So always, Shastra is glorifying, learning and following in the footsteps of Shri Guru. Then some benefit will come, some auspiciousness or all auspiciousness will come. Otherwise, nothing will be gained. There is no other way. Independence will not bring anyone to the kingdom of bhakti, of devotion. So step by step, we are hearing about these topics, and now the topics of Sri Lakshmi Devi are coming. Lord Sri Krishna, his gopis, so there are no greater devotees than these Vraja Gopis, dearest of Sri Krishna. They have surrendered to Sri Krishna naturally. They are not doing that because of some instructions of Shastras. There are so many sadhus, rishis, munis, saints who have learned Shastra, who have followed Shastra, endeavored very much, and then they were able to renounce. But these Vrajaramanis, these beauties of Vraja, they have so much attraction, attachment towards Sri Krishna, they have surrendered, renounced everything naturally on their own. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad is commenting in his Lagutoshani. He's clearly describing Srila Jiva Goswami's language, his writings. They are the topmost. There is nothing higher than them. He's saying that in this world, this Ras Leela is the topmost in whole world, in whole creation. It is the topmost. Mother Lakshmi, although she is so exalted, she couldn't enter into Maharas. Why? Because she was not able to follow in the footsteps. Here, Anugatya Mai Seva, it means service filled with following in the footsteps. When someone is following instructions, following in the footsteps of Shri Guru, that's Anugatya. But those who are not able to learn to follow in the footsteps of Shri Vraja Gopis, they will never gain the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is gained by the mercy only. Scriptures describe two ways to gain the Lord. Sadhan Siddha and Kripa Siddha. Perfection gained through sadhan, performance of devotional service, and perfection by getting the mercy. It's possible to gain the Lord through performing sadhana, but it's very, very hard. Those who have gained the lotus feet of the Lord, they were able to do that by following in the footsteps of Shri Guru, Shri Vraja Gopis. Then they were able to gain the Lord. So mercy is the main, the essential. 99.9 persons, devotees, those who have gained the Lord, everyone has gained the Lord through mercy. Being independent, thinking, I've gained so much, being independent and not following in the footsteps, not learning from Shri Guru and sadhus, such a person won't gain the Lord ever. That's clear. So, Shri Lakshmi Devi herself, the goddess of Vaikuntha, she couldn't enter Maharas because she didn't follow in the footsteps. If she who is so exalted, she is personal consort of Lord Narayan, and if she is not able to accept, to understand the supreme glories of Shri Radharani and Vraja Gopis, then what to say about us? Lakshmi Devi, she is always by the side of Lord Narayan. She is doing the service at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. So that very Lakshmi Devi was not able to understand, to accept the supreme glory of Shri Radharani and Vraja Gopis. So what then to say about us? Uddhavji himself is not able to understand their glories neither. What to say about us? So at least we should understand that without following in the footsteps, it's not possible to gain the Lord. Accepting the shelter of Sadhu Guru, and in that way, serving Shri Guru and Sadhu and pleasing them, then such a person can gain the Supreme Lord. But independence won't work here. Only learning to follow in the footsteps, step by step, learning how to gain the Lord, following in the footsteps. Otherwise, the Lord won't be gained. Example is Vaikuntheshwari, the goddess of Vaikuntha, Shri Lakshmi Devi herself. Although she is, for such a long time throughout her life, here in Vraja, in Belvan, performing tapasya in order to gain Shri Krishna, but she is still not successful. Shri Govinda has four more qualities than Lord Narayan. And Devi Lakshmi, she was attracted to those four qualities. She has left Vaikuntha. She came to do tapasya, the renouncement, here in Vraja, but still she is not able to gain the Lord. Why? Because she has ego. I am so glorious. I am consort of Lord Narayan. I am Lakshmi Devi. I am the goddess of all opulence. So, am I supposed to follow in the footsteps of some cowherd girls? Not at all. I will gain the Lord on my own. So, for such a long time, it's still not possible. So, without taking shelter, following in the footsteps of Shri Radharani and Shri Vraja Gopis, until someone learns to do that, That person won't gain the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. Only through service and following in the footsteps, the Lord can be gained. Otherwise, for whole eternity, that won't be possible. So Sri Lakshmi Devi is example, is a proof, herself. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, So the scriptures are giving eyes to see. The great saints, sadhus, they are understanding. And they are giving us this knowledge. Example is, in this regard, of Sri Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, she is so qualified. She is worshipped by all the chaste ladies. She is the Devi, goddess of all opulence, consort of Lord Narayan. But she herself, she was not able to follow in the footsteps of Raja Gopis, so she didn't gain the Lord by now, and she won't in the future. So the Shastra, the scriptures, are again and again teaching us, as the souls without knowledge. The scriptures are teaching us, acharyas are teaching us, that without following in the footsteps of sadhu, guru and shastra, we won't gain anything. So, Lakshmi Devi, these shlokas are describing, she was performing tapasya, renouncement, but she didn't follow in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis. Thus, she was not able to gain. Sri Krishna, our worshipable deity, Sri Chaitanya Dev, and his parikramas, he reached South India. There in South India, he had association with Venkat Bhatta Mahashai. He was the greatest devotee, fixed in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. And he was very close, intimate friend of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our worshipable deity, was a close friend with Venkat Bhatta. And amongst friends, Rasikata, in order to gain bliss, is often happening. So in such a friendly, joking mood, Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has told to Venkata Bhatta, who has worshipped Lakshmi Narayan, he is describing the glories of Lakshmi Devi, that she is consort of Narayan. She is the most chaste lady, the one who serves her husband. Her pati dharma is the topmost. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Venkata Bhatta, you're Lakshmi Narayan, their supreme lord and the consort. But why then the consort of Lord Narayan, Sri Lakshmi Devi, your worshipable Devi, is leaving her husband, she's leaving Vaikuntha, and she came to Vraj to worship our supreme lord, Sri Krishna? So this katha between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Venkata Bhatta are done in a very close, intimate friendship mood, mood of friendship, discussing of rasic topics, in a joking mood also. So often some intelligent person is asking questions. All the intelligent person, what to say of our Sriman Mahaprabhu, who is the source of everything. He is asking questions as if he doesn't know. So all the being, all-knowing, is asking these questions to open this rasic, this rahasya, or hidden secret topics, to discuss them further, to gain the answer through this discussion, in order to express all these conclusions. So Venkata Bhat Mahashai is answering. So Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this rasic joking mood, he is saying, "Your worshipable Devi, Lakshmi Devi, she has given up Vaikuntha, she has left Vaikuntha, and her husband Narayan, she came to Vraja to worship our Lord Shri Krishna. She is performing such a harsh sadhana, tapasya, renouncement, sometimes eating, sometimes not even eating, only to gain our Lord Shri Krishna. Why she is doing that?" So Venkata Bhat is answering, "Oh my dear Lord, whatever you told is completely truth. In actuality, there is no difference between Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna. Two of them are the same, but there are four more qualities in Shri Krishna. My goddess Lakshmi, she is attracted to those four more qualities, and thus she came to worship Shri Krishna. There is no fault in that. My mother Lakshmi, in this way worshipping Shri Krishna, she won't break her pati dharma, her service to her husband, Lord Narayan. Shastras, the scriptures, are describing the worship of Shri Krishna to be the supreme. He is the supreme husband. He is the supreme husband of everyone. Thus, there is no fault in what Shri Lakshmi Devi is doing. And what did he say further? He's saying, "O Prabhu, O Supreme Lord, you're saying my Lakshmi Devi, she came to Vraj, she became the forest dweller, she's worshipping Shri Krishna. She's worshipping Shri Krishna, who is the greatest in whole creation. There is no difference between Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna. But Lord Shri Krishna has these four special qualities that even Lord Narayan doesn't have. Shri Lakshmi Devi is attracted to those qualities and she is worshipping Shri Krishna. Although she is known to be the greatest servant of her husband." So in this friendship mood, mood of friendship, Venkat Bhata Mahashaya is saying, this playful Lakshmi, she is desiring this association, the darshan of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So there is no fault in her through the viewpoint of the Shastra. She is not making any fault. So answering to him again, Shriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, "Of course, there is no fault. I know that. But why then Sri Lakshmi Devi didn't gain the Maharas?" Shriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Shriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has answered, "I know there is not even a drop of fault. But why then Sri Lakshmi Devi couldn't enter Maharas? All the gopis of Raj were present at Maharas, but your Lakshmi Devi, she couldn't enter the Ras." What is Shriman Mahaprabhu pointing at is the Anugatya, the following in the footsteps. Venkat Bhattaji is the greatest learned person. So he understands all these topics. And Shriman Mahaprabhu discussing with him, he wanted to emphasize this point of Anugatya, following in the footsteps. So Anugatya is essential. Without following in the footsteps, no one would ever be able to rise in this kingdom of bhakti. Those who didn't serve Guru, who didn't serve sadhus, how shall they gain the Lord? They won't be successful. So, Anugatya, following in the footsteps, is emphasized here. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, these topics of Anugatya, following in the footsteps, Shriman Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad has described 4 times. Why? Because our understanding, our consciousness is gross. This is why he's repeating these topics 4 times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Scriptures, Shastras are saying that to repeat one and the same point is actually fault. But for us who are having such a gross intelligence, it's required to repeat again and again. So in actuality, it is not fault. We are having such a gross intelligence. This is why it is being described so many times. The persons with a gross intelligence are not able to understand the Lord. Through performing devotional service, that gross intelligence will become subtle, fine. And then, with such intelligence, it will be possible to understand the Lord. We are thinking, I've become a devotee, I've been initiated, I've changed my dress, I'm wearing kantimala, I've gained everything. But it's not that easy. Scriptures are describing that amongst all activities that exist in this creation, the hardest is to gain the Supreme Lord. That process, the method of gaining the Lord, that process of devotional service is the hardest. What we can understand, not having the knowledge, not serving, only those who are serving, following in the footsteps of Shri Guru, sadhus, shastras, as it's been described, then they are going to be able to gain the Lord. This is what great saints, munis, rishis, sadhus have done. They've done the service of worship of Shri Guru, sadhus. They followed in their footsteps and then they were able to gain the Supreme Lord. Independent persons, they are not qualified to gain the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Those who are independent from Shri Krishna, they won't ever gain His mercy. So Lakshmi Devi, she is the most qualified chaste lady. It's not possible to say that she is chaste woman. She is worshipable goddess. So Lakshmi Devi, she is the consort of Lord Narayan. But even she herself, she was not able to gain the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna because she was not able to follow in the footsteps. Scriptures are giving her as an example of importance of Anugatya, following in the footsteps, so that we should all understand that unless we will follow in the footsteps of Vraja Gopis, we won't be able to gain the Lord in this kingdom of bhakti. Uddhavji Maharaj, he was thinking, I am not qualified to surrender to Shri Radharani and these Vraja Gopis, the dear most of Shri Krishna. If I would be able to do so, my life will be perfect. Such a qualified, learned person as Uddhavji doesn't exist in this world. No one else is like him. He's so close to Shri Krishna. He is not in some ordinary consideration of ordinary soul. He is such exalted person, so close friend and relative of Shri Krishna. So if he is thinking like that of himself, he is saying, I am so foolish. What then to say of ourselves, how we should feel? When such a qualified person as Uddhavji is saying, I am such a foolish person, I am not qualified to surrender to such exalted personalities as Shri Radharani and her gopis. How great are the glories of Shri Radharani and her gopis. So emphasizing these points of Anugatya, following in the footsteps, Srimad Mahaprabhu is asking, why then your Lakshmi Devi, being without any fault, is still not able to enter into Maharas? So the most glorious are Vraja Gopis, who have surrendered everything to Shri Krishna. They are wandering through forests calling, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, please give us your darshan. They've surrendered, they've given up everything, their families, children, everything they've given up, all their relatives, everything, became forest dwellers and lamenting in separation for Krishna, desiring to get his darshan. Even the most qualified Shri Shuka Muni, Srila Shukadev Goswami, he is saying, O Parikshit Maharaj, I'm not qualified to speak about these exalted personalities as Vrajagopis, Sri Radharani. So what to say then about us? But in actuality, there is the way. By the mercy of our worshipable deity, Sriman Chaitanya Dev, by the mercy of Goswamis, of Acharyas, who are all teaching us to follow in the footsteps of Sri Radharani and Sri Vrajagopis. They are teaching us to accept the worship in Manjari Bhav, to accept Manjari Bhav from Sri Guru and serve in such a way, perform that kind of sadhana, Manjari Bhav sadhana. So in that regard, this Kali Yuga is so great because Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna himself, appears in this Kali Yuga in the mood of Sri Radharani and telling to everyone, oh, the souls of Kali Yuga, if you desire to gain the Supreme Lord, then you need to follow in the footsteps of Sri Radharani, Sri Vrajagopis, Sri Guru, who is in a mood of Manjari, and accept that mood and follow in those footsteps. So, those who are following in this way, then they will be successful. All auspiciousness will come for them. Those who are taking shelter of Sri Guru and sadhus, those sadhus and gurus who are nitmatsaranam, without envy, serving them, learning from them, following in their footsteps, pleasing them, then our lives will become successful. The Shastra scriptures are repeating these points again and again. So each of us, we should learn to follow in the footsteps. Without learning that, it's not possible. If we will able to do so, all auspiciousness will come for us. Here is example from Bhaktamal, the book describing the glories of exalted devotees. So there is example. His the Shastra, the scripture, Bhaktamal, among so many examples of greatest devotees, is giving example of this young devotee who was serving his guru faithfully. Whatever guru would instruct him, he would do. Once his guru told him, oh my child, don't ever put your feet into water. And he told, yes, I will follow that. So every day, when the guru would go to take bath, his disciple would go with him. The guru would take bath in the water and the disciple would have the fresh cloth ready for the guru there at the bank of the river. So he was waiting for the guru to complete his bath, but on that day, the guru was taking bath a little further in the river. He was calling his disciple, come, bring me the new cloth. The river flow is so strong here and my cloth has gone. Bring me the new cloth. Without even thinking, without even considering that his guru has previously instructed him not to step in the water, faithfully to fill this newest instruction of Sri Guru, to bring him cloth immediately, he entered into river. He was carrying the cloth, and wherever he stepped, even before touching the water with his feet, the lotus flower would appear. And wherever he was to put the new step, the new lotus flower would appear. So in this way, he was stepping, not even touching the water. So this is example in the faith of Shri Guru. And that was possible only by the mercy of Shri Guru. If someone has faith in Shri Guru, everything would be possible. The most hardest upasana, the worship in this world, is the worship of the Supreme Lord. Shri Lakshmi Devi, she was doing such a severe sadhana, but she was not successful. She was not able to gain the Supreme Lord. Why? Because she was not able to follow in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis. Giving her as example, it was not meant to diminish her importance. She is given as example because when some important point is to be given, the very famous, the most glorious personalities is given as example, so that it will be possible to take that example, to understand it, and follow it. So, Shri Lakshmi Devi was not supposed to be diminished, to make small, to put down. But in actuality, being so glorious through her, this important point of following in the footsteps was made. The same in pastime between Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj. Durvasa Muni was so glorious. Supremely glorious saint. So, making Ambarish Maharaj so glorious through that pastime, it was not meant that Durvasa Muni's importance would be diminished, that he would be made small or pushed down, put down. But exactly the opposite, because he is so glorious, through him, that important point of the greatness, supremely great importance, the supreme greatness of such exalted devotee of Ambarish Maharaj, that point would be emphasized through example of that great sage, great saint Durvasa Muni. So, it's not easy to understand these points, but in order to understand the Lord, His scriptures, it's important to hear from sadhus and understand from their descriptions, their commentaries. So it's necessary for that reason to study the shastras, the scriptures, in association of learned devotees. So if someone doesn't take opportunity of the association of great devotees of the Lord, they won't ever be able to understand the real meaning of the scriptures. So it's very important to understand that the scriptures are not diminishing importance of Shri Lakshmi Devi, but actually through her exalted personalities to make this clear, important point that she didn't learn, she was not able to follow in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis, and thus she is still, by now, not able to gain the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So her example is given why? In order to understand that it's so essential to take shelter and follow in footsteps of Shri Guru, sadhus, as it was mentioned, Sri Radharani, Sri Vraja Gopis, to be successful in our sadhana. So sadhu, guru and shastra are speaking in such a clear way. Sometimes it sounds even very harsh. It's piercing like an arrow. The shastra is saying that those who are not ever chanting the holy name, not serving Sri Guru, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, that they are wasting their lives. That all the humans, then they are like animals. It doesn't mean that the Supreme Lord, Sri Guru and Shastra are calling someone an animal. But such a harsh example, piercing like an arrow, is given to teach. As a parent is sometimes very harsh towards a child and saying, my child, you should do that, you shouldn't do that. Giving instructions that may sound very harsh, like a piercing arrow. But it's all done for all auspiciousness of a child, of a disciple. So it's very hard to understand the conclusions of the shastras just by reading. Just by going to school and learning it, mercy is essential. Through mercy, we can gain the Lord. So Uddhavji Maharaj, he is surrendering himself to the lotus feet of Vraja Gopis. Although he was considering, I'm not qualified to surrender myself, to sell myself, means to give myself completely at the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Vraja Gopis. I'm not qualified to serve them. I'm not qualified to become their servant. So Srila Shukadeva Goswami is saying, if such an exalted devotee as Sri Uddhavji Maharaj is considering himself as not qualified, what then others would think? What we should think then? So, even if we would study for a long, long time, life after life, it's not easy to understand these topics. But by the mercy of Sri Guru, sadhus, Sri Radharani, Sri Vraja Gopis, by serving them, following in the footsteps, pleasing them, gaining their mercy, then we would be able to understand, to gain the mercy of the Lord and ultimately to gain Him. So we are hearing these topics. Uddhavji Maharaj himself, he is considering what he should do, what's right or not. And he is concluding that he desires to appear in Vraj as a gulma, soft medicinal herb, so that he will always be able to get the mercy, the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and the Vraja Gopis. Hearing these topics, we are hoping that by the mercy of Sri Radharani, we'll continue tomorrow morning again. And thus, with these words, we are concluding our katha here.